AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. The focus of President Trump's trade war has narrowed to China for now, with stocks surging when he announced a 90-day pause on tariffs for most other countries.
There's a lot of winning out there, and we're having a good day in the stock market, as you can see, an all-time record day, and hopefully it continues. I think it should.
The S&P soared 9.5%, the Dow gained nearly 3,000 points, while the Nasdaq jumped 12.2%. But China has raised its retaliatory tariff on American goods to 84%, vowing to fight to the end. That prompted Trump to hike taxes on Chinese imports to 125%. Lisa Dwyer has more on the face-off.
When asked by a reporter if he was concerned that the situation would escalate to something higher than just tariffs, Trump emphasized the military might of the United States.
This country is very powerful. Let me tell you, it's far more powerful than people understand. We have weaponry that nobody has any idea what it is, and it is the most powerful weapons in the world.
But then Trump softened his tone somewhat when he praised the intellect of China's president.
He's a very smart man. He loves his country. I know that for a fact. I know him very well. And I think he's going to want to get to a deal. I think that's going to happen. We'll get a phone call at some point, and it'll be off to the races. It'll be a great thing for them. It'll be a great thing for us.
I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Attorney General Pam Bondi's announced the seizure of roughly $500 million worth of cocaine and marijuana from vessels headed for the United States. Intensifying his efforts to punish his critics, President Trump has signed a pair of memoranda directing the Justice Department to investigate two officials from his first administration and strip them of security clearances. They're former Homeland Security official Miles Taylor and Chris Krebs, a former top cybersecurity official. He's also retaliated against another law firm, Sussman Godfrey, as he seeks to punish firms with links to prosecutors who have investigated him. This is AP News. The Lakers are in Dallas playing the Mavericks tonight. The Mavs trying to hang on to a play-in game position for the postseason. LA with a one-game lead in the Pacific Division. But Julie Walker reports Lakers star LeBron James has other big news.
LeBron James enters the Barbieverse with his own Ken doll. The basketball star's reaction to seeing it.
Oh, he dope. Oh, that's so cool.
Toy manufacturer Mattel kicking off the Ken Bassiter series.
Now we official.
However, the professional athlete sees room for growth.
He might need to do a little lifting. Legs look a little skinny. A little frail, little fella.
The $75 LeBron doll wears sunglasses, headphones, an unzipped blue and white letterman's jacket with LJ, the number 23, and Ohio and Crown patches. And of course, Nikes on his little LeBron doll feet. I'm Julie Walker.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thanks for listening.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Check engine, ABS, or maintenance light on? Take the guesswork out of your warning lights with O'Reilly Veriscan. The service is free and provides a report with solutions verified by ASE-certified master technicians. And if you need help, we could recommend a shop for you. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.